Welcome to the Dacus Report, hosted by Pacific Justice Institute founder and president Brad Dacus. For 25 years, PJI has counseled, represented, and defended people whose religious freedoms, parental rights, or sanctity of life have been obstructed or violated, all free of charge. We leave no one behind and level the playing field for Americans as they are subjected to the tyranny of the powerful. Now, here's Brad Dacus.
Welcome to the Dacus Report. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Brad Dacus, president of the Pacific Justice Institute.
As many of you know, we at PJI are actively engaged in cases and dealing with legislation across the country that impact our children, particularly in public schools, but also going to bat for homeschoolers as well. Well, we have with us today an expert on the subject, Alex Newman, who is an author and someone who has carefully scrutinized and looked upon the challenges to our children and families courtesy of public education and the dangerous indoctrination taking place. Alex, welcome to the show.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me, Brad.
Yeah, it's, you know, I really respect you so much because you're someone that really digs deep in understanding why we have the problems we have, where we're at, and where we need to go from here. So today is going to be a very interesting discussion for those who have any kind of heart of compassion or concern with what's happening to America's children with regards to education. Let's just start off first with the understanding of where we are. We've discussed, you know, education before on this show, and what direction has education been going towards, say, just within the last 4 years of this country?
Well, over the last 4 years, we've seen, Brad, an acceleration of trends that have been there, unfortunately, for generations. And it's now coming to a head. Now that it is so bad, it's impossible to ignore. No matter how hard parents try to hide from the reality of what's going on in there, they no longer can because it's now in your face. The state of California is, of course, a good example. They just passed this new state law that schools and school districts cannot have policies involving informing parents when their child is identifying as a new gender, using new pronouns, using the wrong bathroom, seeking out medical treatment to be castrated or have a double mastectomy or a hysterectomy. You now have, in a lot of school districts, a majority of the children identifying as LGBTQ plus one of the alphabet letters. And this is just a start, right? You look at the federal data on academics, right? This is what everybody expects the schools are doing. They're teaching the children how to read, write, and do math. Well, the latest data out of what they call the National Assessment of Educational Progress, they call it the Nation's Report Card. It's from the U.S. Department of Education. It shows, and people aren't going to believe me when I say this, so I encourage you to go get the data yourself. It shows that less than one-third of the victims of public school are proficient in any core subject. That means reading, writing, math, science, history. I mean, the basic things that parents expect. Less than one-third of the children are even proficient. It doesn't mean they're good at it or they've mastered it. They're proficient.
Wait a minute. You're saying, I want to make sure I understand this. So you said that less than a third of the kids in America today are just proficient in these basic core studies? I mean, that means
that's what
more than two-thirds are failing.
That's right.
Yeah. So
that's
academically,
right.
We see they're getting a big F right now, but it just doesn't stop with the F. There's other dangers involved in education other than just not getting what you're paying for in the way of an education, right?
There's no question about it, Brad. And that's bad enough, right? That's what parents expect they're getting from the public school. I encourage people to imagine like a fast food restaurant where less than one-third of the customers who ordered a cheeseburger were actually getting a cheeseburger. Two-thirds of them were getting a decomposing rodent on moldy bread or a plate full of cockroaches, right? The SWAT team would break down the door by morning. But I have something that I consider to be even more concerning than that, and that is the systematic turning of our children away from God. And you can see this in the data. My generation, I'm a millennial, right? So I'm in my 30s. Millennials. Now, for the first time in American history, we have a generation where the majority rejects even the label Christian. So less than half of millennials today identify as Christians. And the generations below me are even worse. So this is happening deliberately. And what's happening here people struggle to understand this because they've been taught from the time they were little that the public schools are neutral, that they're secular, that this is just a place where everybody from any religion can come and we can all kind of get along because we're going to leave the religious stuff at home. What I would encourage people to understand is there is no neutrality, right? Jesus Christ, twice in the Gospels, he says you're either with me or you're against me. And so what has happened as the justice who wrote the dissent in 1963 in the cases involving the prayer and the Bible being expelled from school explained, what they did with those cases was, in his words, Justice Potter Stewart, the establishment of a religion of, he called it secularism. Secularism is another term for what John Dewey, the founding father of this system, referred to as humanism. He and his buddies got together, they invented a religion, or they thought they did, that they called humanism. Very first plank says, we religious humanists believe the universe is self-existing and not created. So it takes a lot of faith to believe that. That is clearly a religious statement. It is a faith statement, and it is clearly in opposition to the simple truth that we read in Genesis 1:1, that God created the heavens and the earth. So you drill it down a little bit further. If there is no God, well, you can't have God-given rights, and that makes you God. That makes me God.
Right.
It's exactly the same lie from Genesis 3:5 that right. Satan told Adam and Eve.
And that's where we get to so many kids today saying my truth versus your truth, as if truth is some kind of subjective thing and there is nothing beyond just what your own perception is. It's very dangerous. And yet that's the ideology that our kids are given. Basically, you know, what feels right for you is right. And you know, if it sort of goes along with the Nike slogan, if it feels good, do it. But it even goes beyond that. It says, as a matter of ideology and conviction, it's just whatever you feel, then that's true and that's right and it's okay. And it's very dangerous. I noticed earlier you mentioned that some schools, a majority or near majority, are LGBTQ. That is alarming. I heard of one stat overall where more than 1/4 of all the students in public schools across the country identify as LGBTQ, and you know, it would make sense that you'd have actually some school districts where it's going to be significantly even higher. I remember when this movement started, you know, they'd be like one case in a school, you'd have a trans, you know, a gender confused kid, you know, you may have, you know, two kids claiming to be you know, same-sex preference in terms of their sexual attraction. But now it's almost vogue. It's like a something being pushed, not just by Hollywood and TikTok, but also by a lot of public school teachers, right?
There's no question about it. And we've got the proof. We've got the evidence. This is now systematically happening. And unfortunately, Brad, this is important for parents to understand, too. This is not isolated to states like California, Illinois, and New York. This is ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's even here in my home state of Florida. You know, we passed the Stop Woke Act. We passed what the fake media dishonestly labeled the Don't Say Gay bill, where you weren't supposed to brainwash kids under fourth grade to believe they might have been born in the wrong body. They actually very quietly came to a settlement with Equality Florida where you can now go ahead and teach the kids whatever you wanted to. So this is ubiquitous across the country. And Brad, this is happening even in the most conservative states in the country. Take Utah, for example. I was in Utah in 2020, and some of the state school board members there, I met with them at the Capitol, and they gave me data from the state medical license or the state medical prescription database that keeps track of what is being prescribed. And what that data showed was that in a 5-year period from 2015 to 2020, there had been a 10,000% increase in underage girls seeking out sex changes, right? So they're being injected with testosterone. They're being prepared for hysterectomies, double mastectomies. So this is now ubiquitous. It's all over the country. It's being pushed on children at every level, not just in entertainment, but in the public school system. And the results are absolutely catastrophic.
Yeah. When we look at how many kids are being pulled into this, and also the growing number who are saying afterwards, wait a minute, what did you do to me? You know, because boys that have this done have lots of estrogen injected into them, even just separate with from the surgical procedure, just the estrogen, they may feel sort of euphoric for the first year or two, but after that, statistically, depression sets in, bipolar sets in. Suicide risk goes way up, skyrockets. In fact, young people who are encouraged and affirmed, if you will, into gender confusion have a suicide rate that's 12 times higher than the average student. I mean, that's a greater death rate than if the kid gets leukemia, and yet our schools are pushing it. And then girls, Alex, I know, you know, they're getting these testosterone injections, and their brains are, the brain of a female is different than the brain of a male. It does not have the white matter. It's centered on the right side, which is more expressive and intuitive, versus the left side, which is more logical, analytical. So girls that are getting these testosterone injections are getting this aggressive nature that they're not used to dealing with, which, as in the case of Tennessee, turned out to be tragically fatal to children in a private Christian school. So this is very real. You've delved into this fairly deeply. I know the book you wrote deals with this issue. Can you explain how schools are indoctrinating our kids today, as you described in your book?
Yeah, well, thank you, Brad. And I hope people will get a copy of this, because there's so much more than we'll have time to talk about. It's called Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, Government School's War on Faith, Family, and Freedom, and How to Stop It. The foreword was actually written by the superintendent of public instruction for the state of Arizona. The highest ranking educator in the state of Arizona has been endorsed by General Flynn, Pete Hegseth, the co-host of Fox and Friends, and many others. And we actually show the history of this. But the title Indoctrinating Our Children to Death is not just a throwaway line, right? If you look at the CDC's data, the leading cause of death now in huge swaths of our young people, huge age groups, right, is suicide. This would have been unimaginable even a generation ago. And it all goes together, right? This is all the fruit of this poisonous worldview, this poisonous religious system that is being inculcated in the minds of our young people. And it is destroying them on every level. We talked about the academics, right? Less than one third of them can do anything: history, science, math, reading, writing. We've literally graduated millions of high school seniors now who cannot even read their high school diploma. It is destroying them morally. They don't even know what bathroom to go into. It's destroying them spiritually. And what it is doing is it is turning them against God, against their parents, against their family, against their country, against everything that anchors them, everything that gives their life meaning. And what happens then is they end up as dangerous revolutionaries, which is exactly the point. And so if they don't kill themselves, they might kill others. They might go get addicted to drugs. These things were never problems, even just a few generations ago in America. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. And if we don't deal with this, I caution parents. And you know, all the people involved in all the great, important causes, these are important things. We should be involved in the political process, et cetera. But if we don't deal with the crisis in education, they've got like 85% of our children. Every other battle we're fighting is for nothing.
Did you know that PJI preserves students' rights to share their faith and protects them from indoctrination? We also provide free resources to help promote evangelism within the public schools and educational resources to give parents legal advice for choosing an alternative to public education. Keep current on the educational landscape by signing up for our Legal Insider email newsletter at pji.org. Now, back to the Dacus Report.
Welcome back. And folks, if you'd like to keep up with PJI's cases that we're handling all across the country, folks, we have offices now coast to coast in more than 30 states defending religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. You want to keep up with these cases? We'd like to have access to our resources that are all free, that will help protect you and your family. Just go to our website, pji.org. Also, you may be an attorney out there thinking, you know, that sounds like really interesting stuff that Pacific Justice is doing. We have over 260 cases in active litigation across the country. Maybe I'd like to get involved in one of those cases, or maybe I'd like to join their staff. Just go to our website and contact us and let us know, and we'd be happy to talk to you about what role we could see you play with our work at Pacific Justice Institute. Finally, we have our big Celebration of Justice coming up on October the 19th. It's going to be in Anaheim. And it's going to be the JW Marriott in Anaheim. And we're going to have Judge Jeanine Pirro. That's right, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Todd Starnes is going to be the MC. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic event. So if you want to get tickets, we are already over half sold, and it's not till October 19th. Just go to pji.org. That's pji.org. I'd like to welcome back to the program now Alex Newman. Alex, we are seeing very specific things becoming law or are law or may become law. I know, like, for example, California has adopted AB 1955, which is a law that basically says public school teachers, no matter what the school district, cannot get in trouble or be punished in any way for lying to parents and hiding information about their child's gender identity confusion. That is horrific. I know that's already in process of being challenged. We have a similar lawsuit in New Jersey right now challenging the attorney general, who's issued an ultimatum, that the same ultimatum, all public school teachers, saying basically they have to lie to parents. Not just they won't get in trouble if they do. No, they have to lie to parents, and they have to use pronouns that violate even what the parents may want for the child, even what the psychiatrist may say is right for the child. No, they have to give in and encourage gender confusion. We see pro-trans policies being enacted. Once again, we have candidates running for office, all the way up to President of the United States and their running mates, advocating these kind of horrific policies, undermining the rights of parents, silencing of opposing voices are taking place. What more evidence and legal cases have you come up with, have you published in your book, to talk about these challenges, particularly since your book came out in January?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different areas that I'm looking at, Brad. And just for the folks in California, to give you an example of how bad this has gotten, your state school board voted a few years ago unanimously to introduce a new ethnic studies model curriculum that actually required elementary school children to sing and chant to the pagan demonic deities of the Aztecs, the deities of cannibalism and war and human sacrifice. Every false religion is welcome in the classroom. And one of the things that ended up being paused thanks to litigation. So, you know, to go back to what we were saying earlier about the firefighters, you great guys who are actually litigating these things in the courts, we appreciate you, and we need to keep fighting on that front. But one of the things that I have focused on in great depth over the last few years, and I highlight this extensively in the book, is the global component. People still have this idea that education policy is happening at their local school board level. Unfortunately, nothing could be further from the truth. A lot of it, of course, is coming down from the U.S. Department of Education. But one step above that, you've got the UNESCO, the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. This is an organization that's been around since the aftermath of World War II, and they are now working openly to standardize education around the world. And I'll just give you a couple of hints about where this is going. They have what they call a World Core Curriculum. This was written by Robert Mueller, and he's called the father of global education. He said it needed to be taught to every child in every school in every country. And he admits in the foreword of the teacher's manual for this thing that it's based on the writings of Alice Bailey. Now, most people don't know who Alice Bailey was. I have a lot of her books for research purposes in my library. Here's one of them, Education in the New Age. So what she claims in this book is that she was channeling a spiritual entity. She calls an ascended master known as the Tibetan to get these insights into the coming new age and the role that education would play. Now, Alice Bailey was the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company. And throughout the pages of this book, she talks about using the education system to bring children into the occult mysteries, the demonic. So it would be crazy enough if it was just in a little book. And yet the guy who wrote the UN's World Core Curriculum is telling you that it's based on the teachings of the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company and her demons. So all that sounds crazy, but anybody listening to me right now can easily verify any of these facts. And now, how does this fit in with what's happening in America? Well, a lot of people have heard of Common Core. It's a total disaster. The federal government knows it's a disaster. They paid for an expensive study 7 years into it that told them, yeah, the kids are getting dumber than ever. They can't do math. They can't do English. Hey, let's mandate this in all 50 states. But Common Core, openly, they bought advertisements all across the United States, TV ads telling us that Common Core is aligning the American education system with the international standards that are being used in Shanghai and Paris and everywhere else. So they'll tell you what they're doing if you just listen. And anybody who thinks that by taking over their local school board, they're going to be able to fix this problem isn't paying attention. This is coming down from the global level, the federal level, and the state level, and it is absolutely wicked.
Yeah, I do encourage, as I'm sure you do as well, for people to take over their school boards, because there still are things that school boards can adopt. We have model policies in our book, Reclaim Your School, that people can download for free. The whole chapter, it talks about model policies that are, most of which are still legal and able to to be adopted by most states. California has limited some, of course, actually limited quite a bit of freedom when it comes to school boards. And at the end of the day, the curriculum is not drafted. It's not even adopted by the school boards. Now, it's like California, their hands are completely tied. They have to issue and use the curriculum dictated by the state, and that is signed off by the teachers' unions and their very radical leftist agenda. I know other blue states have or are in the process of copying that to truncate the ability for we the people to have our local board of education be representative of us and have power. Also, you know, I thought it was interesting you mentioned the UN, this, on an international level, this education entity. I can't help but wonder to what extent anti-Semitism, anti-Jewish indoctrination might also be implemented, since we know that the UN has demonstrated its open hostility towards Israel and towards Jews. And we've seen that very explicitly at the UN recently, and we've also seen it in the past. But it just shows you how dangerous such a consolidation of power on education can be, because it just opens the door for another potential effective Holocaust, and leaving us very little to do with it if everyone has been indoctrinated to somehow sign off on it, as we see happening in universities across the United States of America. What say you?
It's a big part of the problem, Brad. Now, Ronald Reagan pulled us out of UNESCO because it was run by radicals, extremists, communists, and Islamists. Donald Trump pulled us out of UNESCO for the same reason. This is a place that's literally run by card-carrying members of the Communist Party, Islamists, jihadists, totalitarians of various varieties. In fact, when I started digging into UNESCO, the head of UNESCO, her name was Irina Bokova. She used to be the acting foreign minister for the mass-murdering communist regime enslaving Bulgaria that slaughtered 250,000 innocent people out of a population of 10 million. So the UNESCO is completely dominated by exactly these kinds of people, commies, anti-Semites, jihadists, etc. The deputy director of UNESCO is actually a card-carrying member of the CCP, the most murderous organization in all of human history. And so when you look at these ideas, they're clearly opposed to what we, at least historically, have believed as Americans. Now, they have another institute that I think is worth mentioning. It goes right along with this. It's more recent. It's called the Mahatma Gandhi Institute for Peace and Sustainability Education. It's actually headquartered in India. But their goal, and they say so openly, people can go to their website, is to inject social and emotional learning into classrooms all over the world. And you don't have to dig very far to figure out that SEL is not what it pretends to be on the surface. On the surface, they say, oh, it's to teach your children compassion. It's to teach them empathy. Well, when you realize that they can define compassion and empathy as support for open borders, support for abortion, support for undermining the traditional family, then you see the real agenda. And again, you don't have to dig deep to find out that the entire leadership of this program is either involved in the New Age, is deeply involved in the global communist movement, including membership in actual communist parties, or involved in the population control movement. In fact, the original leader of this institute was the Minister of Family Planning in India while they were rounding up millions of Indians and forcibly sterilizing them. So these are not nice people, and that is why you see this growing extremism among young people, not just in the United States, not just across the Western world, but all over the planet. Again, it's hard to overemphasize the danger that humanity is facing from this.
Yeah, and your explanation of some of these tactics used to manipulate our young people is very eye-opening, I'm sure, to many in the audience. What fights do you foresee coming in the future?
So one of the ones that I know is coming, they actually banned homeschooling. They started kidnapping homeschool children. They started sending armed agents onto airplanes as these desperate, frantic homeschool families were trying to flee the country with their children to escape from this diabolical program. And the groundwork for that is being laid in the United States right now. So there is an effort right now to undermine educational freedom. They want to take over our Christian schools. They want to take over our homeschooling. And that's going to be the next big battle. As more and more millions of families flee from this burning building, They're not going to just leave us alone. They're not just going to let us flee for the exits without coming after us. They're laying the groundwork for it now. Trust me, folks, the fight is coming sooner than you might imagine.
That's absolutely right. Once again, you wrote a book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death. It's on Amazon or Audible. So I encourage people to take a look at that. Alex, thank you so much for being on the show, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. You as well, Brad. Really appreciate it. It's an honor, and God bless you.
You too.
We would love the opportunity to continue to serve you. Just visit pji.org and click the Legal Insider button to sign up for our email newsletter. At PJI, we help individual employees, employers, business owners, pastors, students, citizens of every stripe through our practical resources, counsel, representation, and defense, all free of charge at pji.org. PJI is an island of stability and assurance in our ever-churning sea of legal and societal chaos. We are here for you.
So folks, just remember, it's our God-given freedoms we're talking about. Now, let's choose to keep them. I'm Brad Dacus, president of the Pacific Justice Institute. Let's continue the fight for your freedoms.